tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back, Suns fans. Oh, there it is. Welcome back, Suns fans, to the Sons of Anarchy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about Season 7, Episode 12, Red Rose. I'm Matt Lieberman. Joining me, as always, Mr. Kevin Undergaro is here.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Stephen Lemieux, unfortunately, under the weather this week, and it's his loss because he missed out on one of the most important and significant episodes in this history. The deaths were plentiful and meaningful. Some of them may be a little bit contestable. We can talk about it. There's a lot to discuss. Only one episode left, Kevin. I know. I mean, we watched it together. We're both kind of just sort of shell-shocked. Like, man, there's still so much that we got to take care of before this show rides off into the sunset. And we only have, what, 90 minutes next week to do it? They didn't say it was a two-hour finale.
Oof.
I know, yeah.
I'm exhausted. And, you know, as usual with the way I watch the Sutter stuff, I have a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
And I take a breath and have a different reaction.
Yeah.
So I can't wait till we get into later into the show for predictions because I keep seeing things differently, although 100% I was wrong about Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought he was gonna survive.
No, see, it's the funny thing with Juice, we can jump into Juice right away. I know we've got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Gemma and Unser and everything that's going on with the club. But the thing with Juice that I feel like I've noticed, like ever since the stuff went down between him and Clay, ever since the end of season 5, I feel like he hasn't had a ton to do. I know that he's been involved in a lot of things, a lot of plotty things, but character-wise, you know, he was sort of lost last season. We explored that. This year, there hasn't been a lot to do. It's been sort of a ticking clock until he died.
You made a great point in the commercial break. You said he's just kind of been a plot point.
Yeah.
Right? Moving plot points along.
It's just he is a character who is in a position to accomplish certain things plot-wise. He knows things that need to be said. But as a character, there's nowhere else for him to go. He's in such a dark place. And since he's not trying to really escape, he was just kind of sitting around waiting for the club. The club finds him. They send him to jail. He's more than happy to do it because it means he'll get to be with the club. But Jax confronts him. He reveals the secret. There's no way he's getting out. He's just waiting. And it's just, I don't know. I feel bad for Theo Rossi, who's had so many great shades of this guy to play. And I feel like he's been playing broken 2 years in a row. Mm. And the sad thing is, I don't think there was no way he was ever going to get out of it. I did like how I'm mixed on how they handled his ultimate demise. I liked the moment with the pie. The pie was nice. The way we cut to the pie and just the taking that first bite of just sort of like, listen, I'm not only walking into my death, I'm handing you my death wrapped in a napkin because I know my place and I know that ultimately, no matter what, I will never do anything that could jeopardize the club. Even though if he killed Tully for the Asians, maybe, just maybe, he would be able to live on. But what kind of existence is that? And I feel like that was another point that was being hammered home this season. You know, a lot can be said for the amount of prison rape that went on for Juice this season. And there is, I think, a consistent fetishization of men, the male body, and male sexuality, especially this season. You see it a lot with how Charlie Hunnam's sex scenes are framed. There was a lot of naked Juice this season. You know, whether or not you're talking about symbolism and how stripped of everything that he is, the man's been through hell, and maybe he could have lived on, but it would have been a half-life, just being beaten and abused by men in prison until he someday maybe offed himself.
Right.
So ultimately, he did go out in kind of a heroic way, in a very, very small way. And I feel like in terms of the legacy of the show, it feels right for his character. Because ultimately, whatever he has done, the club has always been more important to him than he is.
I mean, he supported even Jax. He to tell about the truth about Gemma meant that Abel was not going to be twisted up. Mm-hmm. By shrinks and even more twisted up than what he believes now. So a good act before moving on. And then, again, doing the same for the club in the jail. So I felt like it was just, I was a little anticlimactic, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I thought. It's like, he's going to die, he's going to die. It's like, so he dies.
So
but
he dies.
I thought it was a little anticlimactic. I thought, anyway, but... I love the character of Juice,
yeah.
But I agree with what you're saying because it's been one note for him for two seasons.
Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're saying, and I feel like a lot of people probably feel the way that you do, that it felt a little anticlimactic, if only because none of the other characters around him, we don't care about them. If Juice is going to die, everyone else who we've cared about in this season... they've either died by the hand of someone we know, or it was a huge loss in front of other club members. The fact is, he had already been written off by the club. No one wanted him to live. There was no one rooting for Juice to live, I think, outside of the fans. So, when it just comes down to it, we're sitting around, seeing him in a cell, knowing he's not getting out of prison, knowing that he will one day die, and then his death ultimately doesn't have any weight for the other events outside of the show. He's protecting a relationship that we likely will never see what it will develop into. Unless the AB comes in a big way in this finale, ultimately his death is kind of meaningless.
Right. Because he's already proven the club comes first.
So right.
I don't think he had to prove it again.
Yeah. It was just...
We knew that about him. I don't think he needed to now again say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm get ass raped and say... I don't know. I think it's a little anticlimactic, and maybe it's from having 90 minutes to play with rather than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think if this were an hour episode and these last few weeks are an hour, maybe that wouldn't have happened. But we love Juicy. He had. You're right. There was nowhere else for him to go.
Yeah.
But just to die. And yeah, that's it. Just another one. And as I watch it, I'm thinking back to Piney.
Yeah.
You know, and Bobby and Opie and just all the bodies over the... It's, doesn't it seem like so long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Not Bobby, but some of the other guys. It's just...
Half sack?
Half who?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right?
But, like, think about the journey that character has taken. Think about who he was, the fun-loving guy. He was the funniest one at the very top of the show.
Yeah.
I feel like he had the most life to him. He was excited. And I have to give Kurt Sutter credit for giving Theo Rossi this incredible arc to play.
Yeah.
It's a shame that it ultimately kind of fizzled in this last season because... in terms of plot and how much they had to accomplish, someone had to get the short shrift. And I feel like it was hard to come up with a new way to view Juice, especially after he had kind of gone off the deep end last year.
Right.
You know, he's forever changed. But I do have to give him credit because he really does have one of the best arcs on the show. You know, Tig doesn't get to go through all that. I mean, he had the death of his daughter, but he's still largely Tig.
He's still Tig in his relationship with his... You know,
mm-hmm. Everything that Chibs has gotten to do and be the VP and have to deal with the Irish and all that, that's still nothing like the change that has undergone Juice's character over the course of the series. And I feel like we have to take a moment and appreciate how far he came. Because in the first three seasons, you know, he was a fun part of the show. He was a likable part of the show. But in season four, when we had that subplot of Roosevelt turning him, all of a sudden, this is an active character and one to watch. And it was always exciting to see him on screen, and it's a shame that he's now
and
gone.
I love that last scene with Charlie Hunnam last week.
Yeah.
I thought that was the finest acting for both of them.
Stellar.
But anyway, amen, Juice. We loved you, and yeah.
Yeah.
You went out of sun.
God bless, my friend. So, Gemma and Unser, I know we're kind of skipping to the end here, but the deaths are the most prevalent thing. We're going to get into everything else, but I thought Gemma's death, you know, up until the moment that it happened, I wasn't sure if we were going to do it. I really wasn't sure because Jax wasn't sure.
And she always found a way out every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, so I was the same as you. And when it happened, you know, I was like, don't, please don't kill Unser. And we saw that. We both groaned. And although we knew Unser was dying anyway of cancer, it's still just hard because he was one of the few good forces.
Yes.
In this equation. And he dies. And I found it interesting that Gemma and Jax just had this discussion while his body was there. There was nobody cared.
Yeah.
And, okay, we can argue that there were bigger fish in both of their minds to fry, but just kind of interesting that, you know, his body was just there and that was it.
It drove me a little nuts to see that because it's such a shame. This is a person who was so important to both of them. And I know, and maybe it's just because they are both on a death march.
Yeah. Both on a death march.
Yeah.
Jack's only thinking about his children and his wife who was murdered and all the bloodshed because of it. And her, we know she's been narcissistic. I mean, she likes Chucky. She likes Wayne. But, you know, other than that, it was really her birds.
Yeah.
And Nero. She had the most feeling for it, seemed like, other than the son and the kids, the grandkids. So, again, I don't necessarily disagree with the writing. It was just like, wow, like poor Wayne, you know, down he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting, too, with the warning from Nero. I'm not doing it for Gemma. I'm doing it for Jax. You know, go get up there and save Jax. And I think that was interesting. It was like, save Jax from killing his mom.
Yeah.
Because he knew what that would mean.
Absolutely. And I think that the one thing that Nero and Unser could not have foreseen is that Jax knows he's a dead man walking. He knows he's going to meet Mr. Mayhem. You know, based on what went down with the forum, he knows that there's no way out. I mean, you were talking about potentially.
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
You don't?
No, I don't agree. You know, and again, when I watch Sutter's writing,
mm-hmm.
he makes me go one way and then I breathe and go, oh, no, I get it.
Hmm.
So Jax was crying that he had to kill his mother. But I realize in his previous calls with Nero, it's take the kids, take Wendy up to the farm. And I feel like he knows that it's all a mess, that it's all been a mess, that they were on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy and the kids up at Nero's will put them on the right path. And now I realize why he killed Gemma. I do not believe it was revenge. I do not believe it was to avenge Tara. I think he realized she has to die. She's, you know, if I don't kill her, she's going up to that farm to take those kids. She's not going to stop. This is where it has to end.
Hmm.
And then as far as his dealing with Mr. Mayhem, if he truly were by plan going to deal with Mr. Mayhem, and maybe he is, maybe, like, Sutter just continues to surprise me every week. However, he was supposed to go out and instruct his crew, and he didn't. He doesn't tell them. And he goes, it's all under control, guys, we got this. And when Jax does that, he's got a plan.
He's got a plan, but
the plan doesn't include him back at the head of the table and them, like, you know, becoming the most powerful gang in America. No, but there is a plan, and I don't know if the plan is just necessarily for him to just be let himself be executed and everything else happen the way it's we think.
Right. Now, here's the thing. We will get to why he didn't tell the club in a second.
Okay.
I want to circle back to Gemma and Unser's deaths. Now, you bring up a very interesting point, one that I think is very relevant, which is that ultimately, if Gemma is left as this dangling loose thread, if she's allowed to live, eventually she will try to find a way back to the family.
He knows that she's it's Gemma!
You're absolutely right.
Right.
But at the same time, we have two other factors here. One, You know, as much as everyone's trying to stop him from killing his mom because it will ultimately shred the last really good part of himself.
But he doesn't care anymore about himself. That's why he's getting the kids up to the farm.
He's getting them out of there. He's getting the club tied away.
Yep.
He's getting Stockton and Oakland tied away because he assumes that he will meet Mr. Mayhem. He has to in order for the club as a whole to remain intact. There's that going on. The other thing is he's kind of losing his nerve, and it is Gemma who is insisting. When he arrives at that house, Unser, for the moment, has control. He says he's already called the cops. Now, whether or not Jax would have believed him, Gemma immediately says, no, he didn't. She wants to die, too. She's ready to go.
Yep.
She knows. She's been all about, and it's been sickening to us watch her do it to Abel, where she talks about, you know, he knows his people. He knows his tribe. This is who we are. You know, like, she goes to her father, and she apologizes for not being the daughter that she feels that he deserved and being something else, being something embarrassing, being something disappointing. She considers her – she takes pride in this lifestyle and the kind of person she has become. And in her mind, the son that she has raised, if she raised him right, would take revenge on whoever murdered his wife, even if it was her. And to the end, she was going to make sure that her son was her son.
Yep.
Resolutely.
100%. And I think that's what made it even harder on him,
mm-hmm.
was doing what she said and being part of her world. But I think he realized he had to, because there's no way. It's Gemma.
Yeah.
She was totally going to go back at some point to those kids and repollute their lives. So, you know, I think there's a plan. I think there's a significance to the book, mm-hmm. the manuscript. And interestingly enough, both with your birth certificates, you and your brothers.
Yeah.
And I think that could be a plot device that pays off next week.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Just a birth certificate, interestingly enough, and two birth certificates.
Two birth certificates, two death certificates.
Two death certificates.
Or a death certificates, not necessarily his death certificate,
so,
his father's.
You know, when I hear birth certificate, I'm thinking passports, I'm thinking all that stuff. It's just interesting.
Well, see, but you just wanted to have a happy ending, Kev.
Well, I don't know if it's a happy ending. The bike is built. I don't know if it's a happy ending. I think it's an ironic ending, but I would settle for that over Jax just being executed. I don't want to see that ending, you know, but it may happen, but he may escape mm-hmm. and just go rogue. You know, what is it that when they go
nomad?
Go nomad. I mean, you know, it just might be something like that.
Definitely interesting.
Disappearing, becoming another person. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I thought for sure Juicy was going to make it, only because it was just so obvious he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it. You know, maybe they'll go for the obvious and have, you know, Jax die.
Yeah. Well,
but I think it has to be for some greater good. I still believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying, is the only reason why you offer Jax up as the sacrificial lamb is A, to pay for his sins, which he admits to in this episode. Big move for Jax.
Right.
Very much accepting of his fate, knowing what would happen if he told the forum that he had lied about Juri's death, which was, in fact, out-and-out murder. By doing that, he knows exactly what's going to happen to him. You only sacrifice him because it is the only way to make sure that the club can be what it was supposed to be. He is handing over JT's manuscript to the forum, to me. He's handing over the manuscript to the forum.
To say, let's get this back on track.
Yes, let's get this back on track. You need to kill me because a president killing a president cannot stand. If we are ever going to de-escalate the violence in this club, this is the first step, is I cannot be in it.
And they passed something, and both you and I were like, race.
Race. 100%. Yeah, unwritten bylaw that has been in effect since the beginning. Let's get rid of it. If I turn myself in, will you do that? And I don't think that he would stand in the way of that being repealed. Especially considering...
Okay, so why didn't he tell his fellow bikers?
The reason why he didn't tell the club...
Oh, it's because they'll fight back.
They will fight him tooth and nail on it, and he still needs them to accomplish a whole hell of a lot. So it is better to not tell them until right before the vote. right before when he needs them to do it, after they have accomplished everything, after they've dropped all these bodies, so that they are not working on a countermeasure to save him.
Ugh.
Which makes me wonder if somehow word gets to them before Jax can tell them.
I feel like in seeing the next week, scenes from next week's episode, I feel like they get an inkling.
Oh, I have a theory.
What?
Can I drop it now?
Sure, please.
Okay. So, I honestly think if Jax goes to Patterson next week and lays out everything that he knows, and I apologize. Anyone who didn't watch the scenes from next week, I'm sorry that was in it. Just that he goes to her. If he goes to her and he lets her know that he does not intend to live out the day, and that he will be offered up to his club like chum, and she tells Jerry, who then tells Chibs, all of a sudden, we've got a chain here, and now Chibs can actively work against that plan and can actively try to get him a way out, which would be pretty nice. I think Kev likes that plan. We're going to get more into it in just a moment. Real quick first, I talk about it every week, and only for good reason. The best way to support AfterBuzz TV is to go to iTunes and rate and review the shows that you listen to or that you watch on YouTube. It is quick, it is easy, and it helps us oh so much, and I'll tell you how. AfterBuzz TV, as a business, we require sponsors to work. They keep our lights on, they keep our doors open. How do they find our podcast? How do they know they're any good? Because of you people. You rate and review the shows that you listen to or that you watch on YouTube. It shows them that it's a quality product, that we connect with our audience, that we give them the kinds of shows that they deserve, and it tells them this is a good investment. I'm going to spend my money here. So we put out over 80 hours of podcast content a week. It's the widest array of after show content anywhere on the web, and we are very, very proud of that fact here. So if you want to lend your support, please lend us a review. Lend us a rating. Just takes a second, doesn't cost you a dime, and it helps everyone here. So we deeply appreciate your support. My phone is dead, so I can't read any of your shout-outs here on the show this week.
Oh, damn.
I know.
I have Mike August's...
you have his catches?
Catches.
Cool. Well, if you leave us a review, we will read it on the finale show. I guarantee it. We will not squeeze you out, so please support the network. Please support the show. We're
After
so happy.
Buzz was our version of Red Woody. Us trying to go legit.
Make
a legit business. Get us away from guns.
And, you know, Kev, you've been doing this Sons of Anarchy show since before I even joined the table.
Just in an effort to get us away from guns. But I'm sorry, Phil. I'm getting back into the gun business.
Oh, no, don't get back into the guns. You're so clay. You love it, too.
I am clay.
You love
it. All right, I keep thinking, do you miss clay? Would you like to see the character of Clay involved in this mess, or it's past the point?
Here's the thing. This series would have taken...
He'd be gone by now anyway, because ultimately it was Jax and Gemma.
It would have taken a very different direction if Clay was still here. I'm very happy with the series that I got. You know what I mean? And for whatever reason that Clay was not as big of a deal in Season 6 and then ultimately saw his way out before the end... It felt right for him to exit. I mean, maybe not in the middle of last season, maybe not to have such a quiet season last season, but with him gone that early, the series as a whole that we got still feels natural. It feels natural and more natural to me that the conflict is mother and son and not stepfather and son.
Copy. I think you're right, yeah.
Because ultimately, and we keep saying it, we said it even before Clay bought it, it was that the Black Widow is the one who's been pulling the strings the entire time.
And now she's out, and now it's truly about Jack's trying to salvage the dad's dream.
Yeah, which is beautiful. And it's what I've wanted. It's what I've wanted forever.
I think everyone's wanted that.
Yeah. So let's talk briefly. Let's talk about Nero and Wendy. We open and close this episode with the empty Gemma's house signaling sort of just her absence and the fact she's not going to be around anymore.
And Clay, that was it. That was the, you know.
Yeah.
Little Jax's room, just, ugh.
Brutal.
Yep. And we both knew once Hunter threw the key, put the key on the counter.
He was done. It was just like, it was like not even a minute into the episode. I'm like, oh man, Unser bites it. There's no way. He is alone in this house, and he looks so small and so frail. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, no. No, 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 no. I still, it drives me nuts that he's dead. I feel, that's the one death this season that I felt like could have been avoided.
Such a great actor, too. I was giving him a little shout out and making it later in his career on some of HBO shows. Mm-hmm. And what a testament to, character actors, as you were saying, it's really hard for them to find that role. Yeah. And another testament to why you have to hang in the game if you have talent and it's your heart and your dream. And just, he was really a great actor.
I'm
sure we'll see so much more of him.
When Jax delivers the news, he underplays it so beautifully, of just sort of like all the lights turn on, everything that makes sense because of it. He doesn't want to believe it, but at the same time, as soon as he hears it, he knows it makes sense.
Yep.
And he contains himself until he's alone, and then he loses it in the car, and it's devastating. It's excellent. Excellent work from everyone on the show. Nero sitting down on their bed, knowing that she's probably gone.
Yep.
Knowing that she's probably gone. How he reacts when Wendy tells him that Jax knows where Gemma is. And he knows that she's a goner. And he says, there's lots to fix. That, I loved that line. When, she's like, what, are you getting more tools from TM? He's like, yep, lots to fix because you screwed it up.
Yep.
How could you do that? You didn't know what you were doing, but you did. I love the relationship between Nero and Wendy. There's a beautiful contentiousness to it. And earlier in the season, I think we pointed out, we were like, they're taking time to develop this relationship, yeah, even though it doesn't seem essential. And it's like, this is going to play in later. And even if it's never something romantic, I feel like the two of them would make fantastic co-parents. Yeah. And would ultimately lead a very fulfilling life together, raising these kids.
And we're being led to believe that, but again, it just seems so obvious. Let's just hope that Cain and Abel don't pay the price for this. They don't pay the price, that they do get up to that farm.
I hope so. I mean, we have that last shot of the mother doll and the two boys, two little blonde boys on the floor.
Yeah, next to Enter's body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Awful.
Oh, and Jax's shoes, the clean white shoes that have always been a staple, the white sneakers that signify his innocence, his integrity, his morality, and they have finally been stained. This is the one time, after all of the times that they have committed murder on this show, this might be the only time we've ever seen blood on the sneakers. At the very least, it's the only time it's ever been seriously highlighted.
You know they're considered serial killers.
Yeah.
They've killed so
many people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How many people has Jax killed on this show? Probably a few dozen.
And none of us even care because of the writing. It's just so fun. The show is like...
which is why it's so great that you take us to task in season 6 with the gun, with the school shooting plotline, to be like, don't have too much fun, a-holes. This is still horrible.
Yeah, still people being killed.
Yeah. Oh man, and I know I keep going back to Gemma, but when she talks about the report that she did, on the importance of the Second Amendment, she got a B+.
Got a B+.
That's so funny. That's good writing. But, yeah, Wendy.
Second Amendment is guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, is right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. And she got a B+ for defending the right to bear arms because that's who she is.
Yeah.
Wendy goes to comfort Jax at the end of this episode, and I love how their relationship has dovetailed from where it was at the beginning of the series. They're back in the house that they lived in together. Long before Tara ever came into the picture, when she was still using, when she was pregnant with Abel, and now looking back on it and standing in the kitchen where she OD'd and where Tara was murdered and packing a lunch for her son and ultimately, consummating this relationship with Jax again at the end of this episode after years of hate and spite, and like that time that he shot her up.
Yep.
And that they can still find the way back to each other is very, very poetic to me. And it speaks volumes to how much her character has grown and how deeply lost Jax is. He's grown a lot, but from the kid that he was when he was with her, but at the same time, He's just, his soul is so heavy.
Yep.
Did you ever see these two getting, they're not like back together, but did you ever see them bridging the gap?
No, I mean, not earlier episodes, but the last few weeks it seemed like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not months ago, I mean, or seasons ago. But
well, Tara had to be out of the picture.
Yes, and we just want her and Nero to go away up to the farm, but
just go be safe, please.
I don't know. I feel like someone else has to pay. I think more people have to pay.
They will, though. They will. Just not those people.
I know. But
that's the thing, man. Watching these last couple episodes, it's like, oh God, what is he going to do? What is he going to do to these people?
Yeah.
Because there's no telling. All the plot stuff insofar has made a lot of sense. I mean, there's like lots of little hiccups. Like, now we gotta go kill the Chinese for them if they're going to do this. And that's always been like the interlocking series of criminal favors that has been the average Sons of Anarchy episode. But we still don't know exactly how it's all going to fall out, because there can still be surprises.
And speaking of favors, right? The Irish.
The Irish.
Now they need something done.
It's always something. Connor, it turns out, is just as corrupt as Jimmy O and all the rest. He's been selling guns to the people that Marx was going to sell them to and pocketing all the money. Like a big old jerk. You don't do that. That's why you get capped.
Right.
As he did.
He did.
It was great to see Rourke back this week. And it's actually, I was really, really relieved that we brought the Irish back one last time before the end of the series, because it was just sort of like, it was interesting. We'd spent all this time dealing with that relationship last year, and then what, they're just not going to show up at all for this last run. So I thought it was very important that we, you know, hammer home that this relationship will be safe if. This relationship will be secure if, because it was one that for a long time was very much in flux,
right,
and was very dangerous. So, what do they have to do now to keep the Irish in play? They have to get Connor, to come, they need to kill Connor.
Right.
They need to kill Connor. They need the Niners to do it. Niners need them to kill Asians. And it's just, it's all,
but
we all lived in the house that Jack built.
Marx will be dropping off money. So it's a big bag of money.
Tyler will be dropping off.
Right. Yeah. So it's a big bag of money,
mm-hmm,
that someone could get.
It's true. There's money in play. And then we've also got Alvarez and Oso getting the gun trade. We have this great scene where they divvy up all of the criminal enterprises across Stockton and Oakland. Now, obviously, Tyler's not thrilled with the fact that Alvarez, with his expanded manpower, is going to have access to all these weapons. It's an uneasy truce, to be sure. He brings up the very important point. It's like, you're setting all this stuff up, but like, once you unplug, you have no power, man.
Right.
You have no way to protect us. You know, so getting rid of these Asians is the only way that we even have a shot at staying alive. And Nero, seeing what's going to happen to his poor bizlats after he leaves, the fact that they're going to start selling heroin, he's like, that is a mistake.
And back in the neighborhood, we agreed. He's like, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's his mistake to make. It's not Nero's.
Right.
Yeah.
But the poison, mm-hmm, continues to be spread.
That's the thing, man. Even if the club gets out of guns, we have not stopped crime. Crime still exists.
No.
It's just going, the money's flowing into different pockets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real shame. And people that we generally and genuinely like on this show are going to ruin people's lives long after the series is over. It sucks.
Yes.
Unless, of course, this scene with Patterson leads to Jack's trying to...
She's back.
Right, after being gone all season, essentially. Is he going to try to wrap everybody up in one big criminal conspiracy? I don't think he could do that without sacrificing the club.
And we haven't found the snitch.
And we still haven't found the snitch.
I mean, unless we just at face value,
right,
take it as Borowski.
Borowski's still in the wind. I still believe that it's not Borowski.
I agree. I don't either.
We need one last big twist for this finale, and I feel like it's got to come in the form.
It's interesting Roosevelt's back, because she doesn't fool.
Mm-hmm.
So if our girl is the one,
mm-hmm,
that... is the rat, is she the rat for the greater good, or is she on the payroll? I don't know. And by the way, it's great to have Roosevelt there.
Yes.
Because she is, you know.
Patterson,
excuse me. Yeah. Roosevelt's dead. Sorry. Patterson. It's great to have Patterson there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. I want to talk about the Forum and Packer, played by Robert Patrick.
Yep.
You know, we talked briefly about how Jax came clean with what he did. The sadness in Packer's face when he realizes
what has
to go down. Great. Very beautifully quiet acting.
Yeah, and as soon as Jax admitted, he goes, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like just saying, just lie.
Just lie.
Just lie.
We were prepared to, you know, sanction you.
It was going to be a dead vote. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what are you going to do? He said he didn't do it. You know, it was going to be one of those things.
Yeah.
And just even for political reasons, you don't want it leaking out that another president killed a president. So you know what? Nope. Self-defense. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But
he had to go do the right thing, which that's why we love him. That's why he's elevated beyond these other gangsters. Next week's going to be hard to watch, man. It's going to be hard to watch. I hope it's two hours.
Many levels.
Or 2 or 2.5 hours. How can you cram that much into even into 75 minutes?
I don't know. I'm going to try to. Should I go for the catches of the week?
Let's do the catches and then we'll do predictions.
Okay. Here we are.
All right. What do we got?
Nando, give us the catches drop. Are you in there still? Oh, we've been abandoned,
yeah,
I think.
I'm there. I just don't know what the catch is.
Do we have a catches drop?
I didn't know we had one.
Really? No, you guys haven't talked about
it? I've never done a catches drop.
Oh, yeah. Rich did one for us. Okay. Let's see. From our superfan, Mike August. Catches for Red Rose. Referencing the episode title, Tara was represented with a Red Rose tattoo on her back in the opening credit sequence while Maggie Siff was still on the show. Red Roses are also the ultimate symbol of love. Jews ate pie before his death. Pies were served at the funeral of Hamlet's father, and the first pies were called coffins. And then...
All right, you swabbies, what do you got there? Oh, it's the AfterBuzz TV Catch of the Week.
There you go.
Huh.
Very fun, right?
Isn't that neat?
Let's see. Referencing the episode. Okay, I think that's all I have right now.
All right.
For catches, but...
One or two things we didn't mention.
Okay.
Two things we didn't mention. The homeless woman.
Saw her again.
And I was hoping, okay, if there was ever a time for significance to be spelled out for us, this was it. Because there's not going to be any time next week. You know, Brooke was around. There could have been a moment to discuss it. And I could have sworn that she was a lot older the last time we saw her. Maybe she's always been this young. I don't know what. But,
Well, do we know that's the last time?
No, that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like we're going to be so busy next week. If we were going to have her say anything.
Is she always around the time before somebody dies, maybe?
No. And I feel like she's never been seen outside of Charming before. So what was she doing out there? And it's not like she's a ghost or something, because Michael Chiklis.
He saw her, too.
And I know Kurt Sutter's been trying to get him on the show for a long time, but he's like, he's so recognizable, you can't just plug him into a normal part. He's going to pop out. So it was fun to see him pop out in this way.
It was great to see him.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Well, the homeless thing, I hope it gets resolved. I hope he doesn't leave it as one of these hanging mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writers can do that too, and leave it for our interpretation. Is she an angel? Is she an angel of death? I don't know, but I'm hoping we find out next week.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the manuscript next week, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hoping we find out about her, and then ultimately, you know, the old bike.
Yeah.
Oh, Chucky's got the old bike.
Chucky finished it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that symbolic of meaning it's over?
Mm-hmm.
It's finished, or is that the escape vehicle?
Maybe. Or we still have the exact nature of JT's death to reckon with. And the fact is, Gemma didn't spill the beans before she went.
Right. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who would have actually known what happened is now gone.
So do you think we'd never find out? Maybe he abandoned that?
Either we never find out, or Chucky drops something in the... Just talking about repairing the bike, it's like, yeah, this was the weird thing about the bike, and that sets off maybe something in his brain. Who knows? It's time for predictions. We're doing it anyway.
Hey, we kind of are, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it official. Let's patch this over.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I honestly, it would be great to find out exactly how JT died. I feel like Kurt Sutter is the type of person who isn't going to be too concerned with answering absolutely everything. I feel like he's given us enough ambiguous clues that we can come to our own decision about it. You know, whether it's where the homeless woman is concerned, whether it's JT's death. You know, there are a few lingering things that maybe we won't have time to touch on as we wrap up, because we don't have that much time left, Kev.
No. You think we're going to see Hal Holbrook back next week, Gemma's dad?
Mm-mm. No. I think this was our last. Around.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's done. But we didn't give him a shout out. Great, great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, predictions. I don't have the courage.
You don't have the courage?
I don't, because I don't know. I can tell you what I want.
Kev, this is who we are, okay? You can't back down now.
I think Jax goes out for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And his going out means either, does mean death or escape.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, as you and I kept talking, I think the club gets in the way of his plan, which is, I'm going to get martyred. I'm done anyway. This lifestyle killed the love of my life, messed up my kids. I'm out, but I'm going to go out for the greater good. However, his boys, you made a great point. I do not think they're going to accept that. Jackie, they're not going to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stand and fight for him. And I think they're going to find out, and they're going to mess up. The plan he's doing now is going to get messed up. So, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things that would be awful is if he, one of the worst ways to pay is for him to live and them to die.
I was thinking about that.
That's worse for him.
Yeah.
I think.
I was thinking about that. I like everything you're saying. I'm going to throw something on top of it. In trying to get in the way of Jax's plan and to save his life, whatever deal he's got going on with Patterson that is going to wrap up some of these other galoots, some of the other criminals, if that comes to pass. The sons inadvertently, or because Jerry is the rat, wrap themselves up in it, and they all wind up going to prison. And Jax, who they tried to set free and is off on his father's motorcycle, takes his own life in the same way that JT did. Now, I'm not saying that's the ending that I want. I'm saying that right now,
that's interesting.
There's some interesting thoughts that rumble around my head about something like that. Now,
does Chucky find out that he killed Gemma and sabotaged the bike?
Wow. That actually holds a lot of weight.
Oh,
Chucky. Wow. He totally would, too.
Yeah, he would totally.
He loved her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm ready for that ending either.
Yeah, no.
Regardless, no matter what happens, it's definitely going to be a very memorable finale, as it was a very memorable series, one that we are, I think, all very, very lucky to have seen as it aired. And I'm very, very proud to be able to review it with you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's been amazing, man. It's so much fun to come over here. And I was saying, next week, there's a TV commitment I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get out of it because I cannot miss the show. And I cannot miss the live viewing with you. And it's not going to be right.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this in my room in DVR. So
start a Twitter campaign. Tweet at Kevin. No, hashtag get Kevin out of it. Anyway. Get Kev out. Let's do that. Kevin, where can the people find you?
At Undergaro.
At Undergaro?
Yes, sir.
On Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find all my videos for SourceFed, SourceFed Nerd, and my personal channel on YouTube. That's youtube.com/MatthewDLieberman. Got Sleepy Hollow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up later tonight. Got Better Call Saul coming up in February. So come back for that if you're into that. Folks, we'll see you next week. It's going to be a hell of a finale. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.